committee is back to order. Representative Hillstrom.
Madam Chair, I think that the intent of the committee is pretty clear that we would like to work with the governor's office to work out the concerns with Senator Higgins' provision and get something that he can sign, keeping in mind that we would like to keep the policy in place. And so I would like us to adopt all of the other provisions that are in the conference committee and then direct staff to draft the language. And we can approve the language when we sign the conference committee report, if that's okay with members and Senator Higgins.
Would you like a
Senator Higgins
idea, Madam? I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Just a kind of a broad overview of the direction and the changes we are looking at this point.
That would be correct.
Senator Higgins.
So, Madam Chair and members, if you look at R52, for example, Section 3, this is the state procurement contracts. We would, rather than adopt rules under 16C.02, we would say the commissioner may adopt a policy that requires da-da-da-da-da. We also would change low-income persons to local community residents because people found it hard to determine a definition of that, you know, was fair and equitable. And then on 3.16, 17, and 18, we would delete the sentence that talks about penalties. The next section is the MNSCU board, and we would make conforming changes about low income. We would leave the penalties provision in, and the same for the University of Minnesota Regents. Changing low income to community residents and leaving in the penalties, and then local governments in the series for local governments, it talks about city residents, low income city residents, and former offenders. We could easily just take low income city residents out because they would be included under city residents. So that's the gist of the changes. It would make it a policy rather than going through rulemaking. And then the changes for community residents rather than trying to define low-income persons. So I hope that's an acceptable modification.
Questions? Discussion, members?
And then, Madam Chair, we would allow our legal counsel to put the amendment, the language together in an appropriate way, giving them some latitude on making sure it's correct.
Okay. Senator Olson?
Madam Chair and Senator Higgins, would local communities then decide whether to adopt these policies, or would, if the commissioner adopted the policy, would that be a blanket statewide policy? How would that work?
Senator Higgins?
There are, you know, four different sections, and the last section is for local governments. So your city could decide whether to have a policy. It's still all just permissive.
Any question? Any further questions to Senator Higgins? I think that Representative Hillstrom's suggestion that we accept this language, this suggestion in concept, and give counsel both in the House and the Senate the latitude to take input from the commissioner and the executive branch and see if we can come up with something that will work. Representative Bigham.
What if there is, Madam Chair, what if there is no agreement, then what is the procedure?
I think that we would Representative Hillstrom?
Madam Chair and Representative Bingham, I think the instruction would be for them to keep working until they have an agreement. I think the intent of this group would be the House is passing it. The Senate has passed it. I think Mr. Rhodes, do you know something, Mr. Rhodes?
Commissioner? Okay, we'll recess for until we come back. The conference committee is back to order. Representative Hillstrom?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We did hear back from the governor's office, and he did bring us some language, but we're not there yet, so they're going to keep talking. And so I think that we should adopt the conference committee report, or the proposal. And I think that we should, again, give staff the flexibility to work on putting things together, and we will be able to sign a conference committee report and have the language all worked out. And it, members, if it gets to be too much of a challenge, we'll have to come back. But it is not our intent to have to do that. So,
any further discussions on the chair's proposed proposal in front of you? On the chair's proposal in front of the members. Blah, blah. People will say that I often say that English is my second language. Seeing none, Representative Hillstrom moves the conference committee adopt the chair's proposal on the document titled Agreement Regarding Conference Committee Report for House File Number 1301 and Senate File 993.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hillstrom?
With the agreement and understanding that Senator Higgins and the governor's office will continue to work and work with staff to get the language in order in consultation with the chairs.
And with latitude to, given the amendments and the work that are being done, with latitude to staff to work on language for the conference committee report. Seeing no further discussions, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion prevails. And I, Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank the members of the House Conference Committee and the members of the Senate. It's been a pleasure.
And to all our staff who have worked really hard, both in the House and the Senate, and in the Republican and the Democratic caucus. Thank you very much, and we are adjourned.